Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 2nd of April, Anno Domini 2011, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And we got to say, you know, welcome back. Glad to see
you. Thank you.
We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you guys, too. I was sick. I was sick hard last week. It was... It hit me, and I was done.
Down and out for the count?
I was down and out for the count. In fact, I didn't even get back to work until yesterday.
Ooh.
I did miss you guys. I listened last week.
I know. Yeah, I saw the instant messages there.
Yep, I listened. I couldn't talk, but I could listen.
You were able to do it by dialing 585-209-9010 on your cell phone and ask us a question that way or comment.
And I was...
I was commenting.
Comment sort of guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was very nice of you.
You guys did a great job, a great job. But you know what?
No, we could have done better. See, we need you... We're a well-oiled machine, and the three of us... Oh,
there are days I've been well-oiled.
Oh, I know. Me too. Yeah. But the three of us, you know, and I think the folks also missed your enthusiasm on telling them, what are we in the middle of?
Well, here's the thing. You guys did a great job last week, but folks at home, I'm only just mildly disappointed.
Thank you.
I am. We are, as you may well know, in the middle of a pledge drive. It is... we only come to you a couple of times a year and ask that you give generously because we have no other funding. This station is not part of any other public radio system you may have heard of. I think I've put that as politely as possible. We get no federal funds. We get no state funds. We get no city funds, county funds, local funds. All our funds come from you guys. And for those of you who followed us over the years in our progression from station to station, you need to feel a certain amount of gratitude toward Rob and the folks here who were kind enough to bring us in when we left our last station. They were kind enough to give us a home, and mm-hmm. this is how we repay them.
Yep.
A couple of times a year, we come here and ask you to become members of this station. And there's a certain pride in being a member of this station for several reasons. First, there are only a few jazz stations left in the world, and we're one of them. We have one right here in Rochester. And that in itself is a fairly elite group to become a member of. But on top of that, this station is the home of Soundbites. And you, as Soundbites listeners, there's a certain nice quality to that. And we would love to have you join us in the family. We would love to have you be a part of our family. It's really, really easy to do. You can do it one of two ways. You can give us a call here at the studio, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. For all our far-flung listeners... and you know who you are, those of you in Norway and Finland and a couple of other places. You can call us at 1-800-790-0415. We have a number of levels of membership, and if you'd like to join at a level, that would be great because you could become a $1,000 member.
Yeah.
And that's only $275 a day. $2.75 a day.
But you know what? Let me, if I can, go off on this one.
Sure.
You know, folks have been, you know, saying, $1,000? What, you sick? Yeah, was a couple weeks ago, but not now, because like you were just saying, you can spread it over 12 months. Now, here's the thing, though, folks. You're getting it over 12 months. You're getting it as a tax write-off. And one of the other things that's not on the sheet is that you can be a DJ for the day. Now, that means you can come in for 3 hours, and Rob's going to turn you loose in our library and pick any of the music in the library that you want to do for 3 hours. We'll have somebody here at the board. You will be on the mic. You'll get to talk and, you know, tell you, you know, introduce the songs and that. We'll work with you. if it's been a secret dream, you know, you're one of these closet DJs and would really love to have had this experience, we can make it happen. You know, and it could be a great Mother's Day gift or Father's Day gift. If somebody in your family really would like to be a DJ for a day, you know, now's your chance to do it. And I'm also going to throw in sound bites. If you want to come and hang with us, literally, we'll do a show during the week, and you can turn around and come to sound bites and be part of the hilarity here.
Or the mania here, one way or the other.
And we'll put you to work, and you can have a double experience. So it not only gets best one time, we're going to double it. If you pick up the phones and dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Really, I'd love to see one person pledge $1,000 just to knock Rob's socks off.
You wouldn't knock Rob's socks off. But there are other levels, and you don't have to pledge at a level. We want you as a member of our family, whether or not you're on a level, at one of our levels. We don't care. We just want you to be part of the family, and it's easy enough to do. Can't read it. Yeah, it's easy enough to do. And we would love to see you do that and be part of this family. You can be, if you want to pledge at a level, there's 35, 50, 100, 150, 365.
Any level's
fine. That's only
a
buck a day, 500, 1,000. But if you've got 10 bucks in your pocket and you want to be a member of the family, we'll take the 10 bucks.
We will not turn down any phone call.
Right. We do this, a lot, and we do this everywhere. We hear people. People stop us on the streets. People, mm-hmm. I can't go to a movie. I can't. I know it's the same for all of us. Can't go to a movie. We can't go to Wegmans. We can't, you know, go anywhere that people aren't asking us computer questions. And we're delighted to answer them. Yep. But we'd like a little reciprocity.
Well, we don't. Here's the other thing, though. Folks maybe don't realize. We are here, the three of us, every Saturday from 12 to 2. That's 2 hours in the middle of a Saturday. And you know what? We don't get paid a penny, folks.
Wait,
we do it because we love what we do. Why, did you get a raise? All I got was an extra long step ladder. That was my raise for the year.
Yeah, right. Exactly it.
But, you know,
I got thicker socks.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, it's this time of year that we come to you twice a year just asking for your help and support. So if you would, please pick up the phones and dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Or, since we are a computer show, we can safely tell you that you can go to www.jazz901.org and put your pledge in there securely. But do us one favor. Make sure when you do, add a little note in there that it's for sound bites. We got to beat the polka dots. The polka dots threw up a pledge or a challenge for us that we got to beat today. $1,000.
We can do it.
We got to beat $1,000. So please, if you would, pick up the phones and help us beat the polka dots. We need $1,000 to beat them for today.
Yep. We can do it. I know
so
we can do
it. We got 2 hours. Please, pick up
our,
the phone.
Our listeners, we can do it.
Yep.
Just pick up the phone and give us a call, 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Just like Adrian did. Adrian, where are you calling from?
Webster, New York.
Webster. Oh, that's what it says. I apologize.
I wrote it correctly.
You did.
He's calling from the web.
That's what it looked like. Adrian?
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on, Adrian. Wait a minute. He complains because I don't ask and put down where they're calling from. So I put the abbreviation. Adrian, if I show you the abbreviation WEB, what would that mean to you?
Well, obviously Webster.
Thank you!
Oh, you suck up.
Thank you. You can stay on.
What can Dave do for you, Adrian?
Need an opinion.
Those
I had
got.
A fan failure last night, and my system went to 72 degrees centigrade. Shut it down. Tried to start it this morning. I'm running a RAID 0, and both hard drives come up as being normal, but my RAID stripe it's telling me my RAID stripe has failed.
Ooh.
That's a bad thing. Is it hardware RAID or software RAID? Do you actually have a hardware RAID card in the computer?
It's an Intel card, Intel board.
Okay, so it's probably built on.
Built on.
Yep.
Interesting that both the drives pass, but
the
RAID itself doesn't. That's
well,
weird.
That is understandable because the drive is simply a mechanical test. Is it actually running?
Can I read a sector? Detects it. Yeah, whether it detects it or not.
But that doesn't really tell me anything.
I know this is going to be a tough one to diagnose over the phone.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some drive tools like.
But it's, I don't think it's the drive though. I don't, because it's reporting the drives are fine. He needs something to test the motherboard and the functionality on the motherboard to test out whether the RAID is working properly. It's reporting them.
Right. The problem is I don't know of any tools that will fix that.
Mm-mm.
Intel says when you lose a RAID array, you just delete the RAID volume and recreate it. That doesn't help you because now you lose all your data.
Which you should have backed up, but one ever does. But you do. Wow.
Now, does this also include the operating system?
Well, I have my original CD available.
Right.
But I do use a system that supposedly backs everything up that I've been using for a number of years.
Well,
and have you tested it lately?
Yeah.
Not lately, but I have tested it in the past, and I have been able to recover various files.
Okay,
that
that's good. That's good.
Nope. Then your best bet is to just recreate the RAID volume. The other thing is, if this is indeed a hardware RAID device, you should have a CD with some diagnostic tools on it.
I do have an Intel RAID. It's actually a floppy, surprisingly, even though the rest came on the CD.
Right.
I hadn't tried anything because Saturday, you know, figured it's best to ask you guys.
Well, thanks, but that's oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about. I know what you're thinking. It's like, ouch.
It really is. The first thing to do is to try the CD, the floppy drive that came with it, and see if there's a utility on there that will help you.
Well, the floppy will probably. That probably was there because in case you couldn't boot off the CD. You know, now a lot of them you can boot right directly to the CD. But, yeah, go with the floppy. Have it boot first from the floppy. It'll probably go over to the CD, and that's where the diagnostic stuff will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Please let us know how
it works. Is this RAID 0 or RAID 1?
It's a RAID 0.
Yeah, that's it. You're done. When RAID 0 fails, really about the best you can do.
I have heard of people having some luck with SpinRite being able to repair the damaged underlying hard drives and then have the RAID magically come back again. It's one of those things where you run it and it magically works or it doesn't.
So rebuild. So it will rebuild the volume?
It does an underlying check of every sector on the drive, whether that sector is readable. It doesn't look at any of the data. It just looks if that sector is readable.
So it's
and it can rebuild the sector. And a lot of times, what do we got now? 5 12-byte sectors?
Yeah.
Maybe it gets 500 bytes out of it. And those last 12 aren't really needed after all.
Right.
Or there's enough redundancy built in that it will still come back.
Right.
I hear what's interesting is I hear glowing reports on different podcasts about how great it works on PC drives. I've actually never had it work on a Mac drive, even though it does because it's the same underlying hard drive. And sort of what I lean toward is that the Macs have more built-in drive checking. And so when your drive really dies on a Mac, it's really dead.
You're right.
But under Windows, you know, Windows corrupts the drive pretty easily, and other utilities can get it back.
Arden, if you would, please let us know how you make out with this. I'm sure all three of us are curious to see how you do on this one, please.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No, thank you,
Good
sir.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
You know what? We forgot to ask him.
If he's a member.
Yeah. You're slipping.
Of course he's a member. Why would he not want to be a member? A member of this great station.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me talk a little bit about this news item of the day here. We kind of missed that. If everything isn't already up to date in Kansas City, it soon will be thanks to Google. After more than a year of hemming and hawing about where to build a super fast gigabit per second broadband network, the search giant has chosen to bestow its broadband largesse upon the citizens of Kansas City, Kansas, as opposed to Rochester, New York, which should have been the winner. What I want to know is just how porked off is Topeka right now. To persuade Google to pick them, the city changed its name to Google Kansas for a month last March. Google acknowledged the gesture by renaming itself Topeka last April Fool's Day. Topeka must have figured it had a lock. Instead, the city 60 miles to the east gets the nod. That's got a sting. Topeka was not the only city willing to humiliate itself for the opportunity of having a 21st century fiber network built for it free of charge. More than 1,100 cities put their hands up, and some did much more. The city of Rancho Cucamonga threatened to rename itself Rancho Googlemonga, because if you already have a ridiculous name, you've got nothing left to lose. Duluth, Minnesota Mayor Don Ness jumped into the frigid waters of Lake Superior in February, no less, to demonstrate how Google could use the natural resource to cool its overheating servers. Some 2,000 citizens in Greenville, South Carolina, spelled out the word Google by holding LED glow sticks in an effort to get the company's attention. What did Rochester, New York do? I don't know. Our mayor left. I don't know what we did. Why is Google building out a gigabit speed network? Because it can't. The network is a big petri dish for Google, an experiment in both how to build a network and how it can be used. Mind you, the fine people of Kansas City aren't getting away with a freebie. Google has announced it plans to charge competitive rates for access to the network, as well as share the wealth with other cities down the road, which means that one day, Google may be planning to compete directly with telcos and cable companies for your broadband dollar. So our question to you, would you take broadband from Google? The choices are absolutely. Who doesn't trust Google? Not on your tin type, buddy boy. For gigabit, I take it from Ballmer's own hands. And once you have voted in the poll, and that poll, of course, is at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. Check the little yellow box underneath. It will take you to my website, asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
Where you can answer the question, what would you have done for Google's gigabit Ethernet? Keep it clean. So far, we've got a bunch of people who have answered the poll. I have to hit that one. 42 of you. The people who have answered the poll actually haven't said anything. Who gave us their opinion actually never answered the question. But that's okay. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 20 minutes after the hour, so you have plenty of time to become a member here at member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I want to thank the newest members of our Soundbites family and our Jazz 90.1 family here, Anonymous, who donated $35, John from Fairport, who donated $90, and Danielle from Marion, who donated $35. I want to thank each and every one of you. I cannot tell you what it means to me to know that you folks value what we do here, and I really, truly appreciate it. There are days we think it's a little lonely out here. We're in the middle of a pledge drive, and when the phone doesn't ring, we start to think, well,
do people really care? Yeah, do they really care? Because otherwise, here's what they're going to get. That's about the best it's going to get.
Exactly how
and that's for not only this program, for jazz and everything else that you tune into this station.
Yeah.
And it's been over all these years, your support that keeps us going. Because like Nick said, we don't get any federal dollars, any public funding or anything else. It's all due to you folks. So this station is literally around because you folks say, yes, I like what you're doing. I like the direction it's going and the good variety of programming.
And it makes me happy to see our family grow. It really does. It makes me happy to know that you folks out there are eager to be part of this family. And we really do appreciate it. It's, you know, we give up 2 hours in the middle of a Saturday every week to come here and do this.
And we've been doing it, for 21, coming up on 22 years. It'll be 22 years this coming September.
And it is good to know that you folks value what we do and are willing to be participants. And, by the way, those of you who are listening via the podcast and it's not Saturday anymore, don't think that lets you off the hook, because you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Mm-hmm. When you do so, you can pledge again in any amount, but please remember to put in the little comments area that it's for sound bites so that we get the credit. The polka guys took in $1,000 today. We're a little behind that right now. So we would be delighted to have more of you become members of our little family.
We gotta kick their butt. And right now, sadly to say, we're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
We need the folks to pick up their phone and, you know,
Give Phil something to do.
Yeah, Phil's over there in that room helping us out so that we can still sit here and, you know, answer your questions. But we need you folks to pick up the phone and, you know, give us a call, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, and pledge.
And securely online at jazz901.org.
Yep. We did have one person take us up on their offer to text us at 585-209-9010. And we have a question from KC. He's looking for a computer case that ideally swings open, like the old clamshell.
Right. Where is Casey?
In Rochester. And he wants a front open bezel so he can clean out the intakes because of pets. Well, Casey, a lot of the newer cases right now, you know, they pull the sides off. And that's just as easy as a clamshell. Literally, there's two thumb screws. The side will come off, and because the cases are, you know, medium-sized cases right now, the motherboards are a lot smaller. The air in there can move around. They're putting 6-inch fans. So you could easily, and here's the key thing, you turn it off, leave it plugged in. That way you're grounded. The minute you get in there and touch the case, you will ground yourself because right now the houses are still being closed up, so there's still a lot of static electricity. But if you take your vacuum cleaner and carefully, you know, use the wand end and just suck off. You'll be able to suck off the dirt net off the back end of it and the front. And these, like I say, these newer cases, they have a nice big 6-inch fan or 3-inch muffin fan in the front and back to get their airflow going, because that's what it's all about, the airflow.
One of the big things I see a lot is the plastic bezel on the front of the machine that covers the actual metal of the case.
Mm-hmm.
You pull that off and it's just caked with dust behind it.
Yep. A lot of them are removable.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, if you can get, like I say, one of the newer cases, you'll be able to easily get it. Yeah,
there's thousands of companies making cases, and that's
do
that's
a Google search, and I guarantee you're going to find probably make your head spin.
A couple of companies in town that make really nice cases as well.
Remember the one, Liquid Cooled?
Yep.
You could buy you'd see the tubing, and you'd see because they put water, colored water in there, and it would be flowing around over the heat sink and over the hard drives, and you'd see all these tubes with this fluid floating around in it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The first time I saw one of those locally, I thought to myself, that can't be safe. And yet it is.
Yeah. Oh, one thing. I'll save it for the second hour.
All right.
Because you were gone, I held it in. Yeah. We'll do that in just a second. I got a rant.
Oh, excellent.
And I saved it for a whole week just so, you know, need you to definitely do the intro because this one, you know, I got gray hair.
We'll do that in the second hour, but that we still need people to be calling in. We need your membership dollars. That's what we're here for this week.
It's not.
We answer computer questions 50 weeks a year. And then for a couple of weeks a year, we ask you, a couple of times a year, we come to you and ask you for your help. And that's what we need here.
And where we first started in this program, we were coming to folks even more.
And, that's right,
you know,
we were.
Pledging, you know, asking folks to pledge. But you know what? We're only coming 2 times a year. 2 times a year. And the beauty of coming here to Jazz 90.1, if you folks don't realize it, when we were at the other stations, you didn't get as much question and answer time. We get close to a full 2 hours. The amount of breaks that we take here for our great supporters and underwriters of this jazz program, you know, takes up very little. When you look at the total 2 hours, maybe out of that total 2 hours, 10 minutes. 10 minutes total out of 2 hours.
Yep.
Is being taken up by underwriters and supporters of this great jazz station. So you know what? To keep it going, we need you folks to please make Sid in there busy, or Phil rather, and have him, you know, busy. That he keeps got to fill in out forms and even put Steve to work here and Nick. And you know, I'll just keep ranting and raving and everything else.
But we're happy to do it. We're ready to take these.
Please pick up the phone and do it for us.
David mentioned his gray hair and. As many of you may have known, the Small Office Home Office Show was this week, and Dave and I were running the jazz booth while Nick was sick. I found some pictures of Dave and I from the 2004 Soho Show.
Wow.
And we both had a lot more hair.
Well, the other thing, too, though, we were in Sunday's...
Is that a mullet?
No.
We were in Thursday's paper. Did you see the link?
No,
Laura
I didn't. I
yeah, Laura Lane sent us
I
a link.
We were
they were interviewing the booth, sort of kitty corner from us, and straight across you can see Steve, and I'm sort of off to the side. We had a lot of great folks stop by and say hello. It was really a lot of fun. We even got to at the end there. Steve brought his Nerf rocket launcher, and folks are looking because it makes all the sounds like it's launching off of a ship. And he's turning it and then shooting it. And we're shooting it at the other booths and that, and out to the aisles. I was catching them. It was a lot of fun.
We got a little punch happy there at the end.
I bet you.
Yeah. Hey, we were there. I was
standing
there
in that booth
for
8 hours. Yeah.
Showed up at 9. You know, it was a long day, but we had a lot of fun.
Just one more example of what we do, going out into the community and bringing our support to you. And so twice a year, we ask your support. All you got to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we have Vic from Irondequoit patiently waiting on the line. Hello, Vic. What's your question?
I have a couple questions. First one, when I updated to Firefox 4, I can't print. This morning I had to go to Internet Explorer to print. And second, is Internet Explorer 9 safe enough to download now?
Safe enough is an interesting question, yeah.
Yeah. There are people who think IE9 is the cat's pajamas. I think it seems to be in fairly decent shape. What happens when you try to print?
Nothing. I can't. I click on file and print, and nothing happens. I had to click one of my tabs or one of my add-ons says view this page in Internet Explorer, and then I had no problem.
So now is it a PDF document?
3.1.16 Firefox, and I had no problem printing.
Is it a regular web page or a PDF or what?
No, regular web page. I tried to print a page out of USA Today.
I'm seeing some reports that some of the Firefox betas had trouble printing PDFs.
Yeah, so am I. But just a standard page?
Yeah, just standard page.
That's a little crazy.
There's a support answer on Mozilla's website. And
maybe 4.0.1 will be coming out soon.
Steve is going to post that list. It's you have to change a little something in your preferences.
Oh, okay.
Steve will print that page, and you can follow along. According to them, that'll work. It changes things in the configuration of Firefox. Apparently, some of them don't set correctly, and so you simply have to reset that preference. And it shows you how to do that. It's real simple. You don't have to have any particular computer knowledge, and you're not doing anything like mucking about in the registry or any of that nonsense. So it shouldn't be a real problem. It should be fairly easy to handle. And once you've got it, you should be done.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be waiting for the link.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
As soon as I can spell it right here.
It's kb.mozillazine.org/problems, capital P.
_printing_web_pages.
Octothorpe, reset with a capital R, _printer.
And there's no text by that name. So what am I spelling wrong? MOZILLAZINE.
.org.
Yep. /PROBL. Missed an L.
There you go.
Spelling is tricky.
There we go.
I got it.
There you go. You got to put all the letters in.
I'm waiting for the did you mean Google, letting me down. Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is Joanne from Greece.
All the way from Greece.
All the way.
All the way. How are you?
I have a question. It's in my Yahoo Mail account.
Yep.
I have this pop-up window that's right at the top of my screen. I can't get rid of the window. It says, do you use Yahoo toolbar on multiple computers? You have a choice. Save it to my Yahoo or no thanks. I try no thanks. I can't get rid of it. I try clicking the X in the top corner. I can't get rid of it. So then I can't access any of delete, any of the things I need to do right at the top of my Yahoo Mail. How do I get rid of it?
What are you using as your web browser?
Well, that Foxfire, is that the browser?
Sure, Firefox.
Yeah, Firefox.
There's a couple of things you can do. First, you can try shutting down Firefox entirely.
Okay.
That should get rid of it. As to whether it'll come back or not, well, that's a problem. Yahoo Mail is well known for the pop-ups that you can get with it.
Yeah, and I only use it for ads and stuff I order. You know, I don't use that very often.
Yeah, a lot of people create a free account at like Yahoo or something to put in as the address when you're buying stuff.
Yes.
It looks like you're not alone. There's a lot of people running the same problem. One of the solutions is to add it to your pop-up blocker so that it just can't pop up anymore.
How do I do that?
It depends on which pop-up blocker you're using.
I have no clue. Okay.
In Firefox, Options, Web Features, Block Pop-Up Windows.
Web Features.
And then make sure that the site is not in the allowed sites list.
Okay.
Well, the problem is, if she's using Yahoo Mail, does it pop up?
As a mail event?
And, right, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people are having the question. I haven't found anything that's got an answer. You could... Do you have the Yahoo toolbar installed in Firefox?
I think you might have.
Yeah, you could try removing that.
Okay. Because I updated the Foxfire... when it asked me to, and then this stuff all started over here in the Yahoo stuff.
Here's something possible. In the Yahoo toolbar, there's something called Feature Tips.
Okay.
So if you go to the Yahoo toolbar Preferences, you can uncheck Enable Feature Tips.
Okay.
And that may work.
All right. I'll give those things a couple tries then.
That's probably the place to start.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks,
Sharon. Are you a member?
I definitely am a member. Yeah. Got my check in 2 weeks ago.
God bless you. That's what we like
sound
to
bites?
Hear.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. That's what we like to hear.
Yep, we'll see ya.
Have fun.
She didn't
see
answer.
That? This is
yeah,
what
but
we
she
do
didn't
for
answer
members.
Me. I asked if it was for sound bites.
She said absolutely.
Oh, okay. I didn't miss that part.
We hope so. Well, we'll talk to Rob. Anybody named Joanne from Greece, we get their money.
Yep.
For those of you just tuned in, yes, it is another pledge drive. We are talking about pledges. We only come to you a couple of times a year for this. We don't get federal funds. We don't get state funds. We don't get county funds. We don't get city funds. We don't get local funds. We get all our money from you folks. And our hope is that you would be delighted to be a member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 family. It's real easy to do. You can pledge by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with more Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
I'm Steve.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Yes, I'm not going to let you forget this. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. You remember, you can pledge at any level, 50, 35, 50, 100, 150, whatever. If you pledge at the $1,000 level, you get two very, very special prizes.
Yep.
One is you get to be DJ for a day. Well, probably not the whole day.
No, three-hour shift.
You get to pick the music. You get to play the music. You get to be the DJ. But on top of that, at that $1,000 pledge, we will bring you in to be a special guest.
On Soundbites.
Here on Soundbites.
Whether you want to or not.
That's right. We'll drag you in.
Yeah.
If we have
Maybe
to.
We can even dig out one of the shirts, throw that in, autograph that, or not, if you, depending on your preference. But, I mean, we can tape it. So this way, you know, and again, you folks out there, you're trying to think of something special. I mean, Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming up. It's May and June. That's not that far away. We're in April already, folks. This is April. And I knew it was going to be spring has to be here now because the up to the Wilson Farms up the corner, they got their mulch in.
Oh, there you go.
So that means there's no more snow coming, so I took down my snow pegs.
Sure.
But you know what? It's that time of year now, right now, though, folks, that you need to also, I'm thinking things, pick up the phone and give us help.
Listen, and this is true. Let me explain this to you. I cannot tell you how many beautiful young women come up to me on a daily basis and say, hey, you're that guy from Soundbites. Wow, my father likes you. He listens all the time.
Just see, other folks were thinking something.
Yeah, no. You knew where I was
going. Oh, yeah, I get
my
it.
My dad listens to you all the time. Thank you so much.
Just wait till it's grandfather.
Yeah. I'm getting that.
I got that, what was it, 3 weeks ago when I picked up the donuts. Oh, you're the guy over at Donuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to meet you. My father's a big fan. Thanks, honey. I appreciate that. However, young ladies, now is your chance to do something great for your dads. With Father's Day coming up in just a short while, what a great thing to do. Pledge at that $1,000 level.
Or Mother's Day. We could have a lady.
The moms listen too. We know that.
Yeah.
You can pledge, and they can come in and be the special guest of Soundbites for an entire day.
Even like Joanne and the rest of the ladies, Dar, you know, all That's those right. folks. I mean, they call, so we're not saying any, you know. Even a kid, if you want to have your kid come in and do it, you know, we can sit there and work around it, you know.
That's right.
We can make a dream come true. And it's a tax write-off, folks. Oh, the other thing
that part.
The other thing, though, we got to throw in is the membership card. Along with the, pledging and getting the tax write-off and a lot of great gifts. A lot of great gifts they're throwing in there, CDs and DVDs and shirts and all that type of stuff. But there's also the membership card that you get at any level. And what that entitles you to is Enright and Deary PC. We will turn around and give you an additional discount off your repair. And this is, great deals. If you go to the jazz901.org website, you can see all the participating folks that do offer discounts. So, you know, this is something that just keeps on giving and giving. It's a win-win all the way around.
All you have to do is make the call. 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And then you too can go up to dad or mom and say, guess what I got you?
Mm-hmm. You be the hero.
Be the hero.
Make a dream come true.
We want to thank George from Auburn for his pledge of $25. Thank you so much, George. Welcome to the family. We're delighted to have you as part of... our growing family here at Soundbites on Jazz 90.1. And you can become a member. You can become a part of the family. It's not just membership in the radio station, which sounds so cold. What happens is you become a part of our family. We're delighted to welcome you as one of the great members of Jazz 90.1 and
Soundbites. We're still way behind the polka, guys.
We're way behind. We thank everybody who pledged. Pledges are sparse on the ground. We need you to call right now, 585-966-JAZZ.
That's going to be humiliating.
We swallow it every year. We swallow it for our fans because they listen, but they don't pledge.
Yeah. I mean, they're out there, we need you folks to pick up the phones and call, please.
If each and every one of you pledge just a small amount.
Yeah.
We beat those guys like crazy.
No, we know the thousands of listening. Listeners are out there. And, again, you folks that are doing the podcast or whatever, and downloading it later on, please, when you call or pledge online, make sure you put a note in there that it is for Soundbites so that we get the credit. Because, we know we got the loyal fans out there.
That's right.
And we want to be able to brag to them that, hey, we got just as many as you guys on the poker show. And you know what? And they step up to the plate and we kicked your butt. It'd be really nice for once.
It would be nice.
It hasn't happened yet.
All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Jim from Greece, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
First of all, I'm a member till October.
Excellent.
I have Windows XP, and I use Radio Shark. That's a program that records radio programs off the air.
Yep.
And it's in my startup menu. But every once in a while, I discover that I missed a program because I think... What's happening is something is updating my system. I don't know if it's AVG or if it's Windows or what, and rebooting my system, and it hasn't gone into the user login. And it's not until you go into the user login, I think, that this program starts.
Yep.
Is there a way around that?
There's a way to automatically log into your user account when you turn the computer on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a security flaw, because then anyone can reboot your computer and get into your stuff. But if it's your own computer in your own house, that may not be that big of an issue.
Yeah, that's the way the system used to work until some upgrade.
Yeah, it was probably some security flag got bit.
Yeah.
Security bit got flagged. Security flag got bit, yeah. you said you're running XP?
Yes.
Go to start.
Yep.
And run.
Yep.
And what's the command? Control space user passwords 2.
Control,
all one word.
Space.
Yep. User passwords and then the number 2, all one word.
Okay.
And that brings up a special control panel that allows you to set which account you want to automatically log in as.
Okay.
And I wish it was easier to do in Windows.
That's fine.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And you're a member, and that's great, and we thank you for that.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, a lot of those programs don't run until you start your user account. So if you know, you're running something in the background that you need timing or special permission to do, then you got to wait till it logs in.
Right.
The other thing you can do is if it is a Windows update that's restarting the computer, you can change that preference so that it asks you when to install and doesn't just install it automatically.
Right.
Where's that? Right click on my computer, choose properties, and then under updates, you can tell it when to install and to wait for you to tell it to finish.
Right.
One other thing I was going to throw in, you know, we got the various levels here. And even if we take some folks right now that will even do, say, the $250 level,
mm-hmm.
and we had a couple folks take me up on it last year, you call in and pledge at the $250 level, I'll even do the Rumball recipe in there.
Nice.
I mean, that's a guarded secret that, boom.
Boom. Not everybody gets the Rumball recipe.
No, last year, during the fall pledge drive, only two people.
Yep.
One person got back to me and said, oh, thank you.
Yeah. They probably got back and said, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
They haven't been picked up at DWI, so they know enough to stay home.
That's right. Only eat these Rumballs at home.
Well, that's why you two have a limo pick you up on the Rumball show.
That's right.
And if you folks have been listening, you know every year, even Rob Linton, folks, gets off his butt and literally comes into the studio just so he can get his share of the Rumballs.
It's a rare event.
And, you know, if you pick up the phones and dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415 and pledge. At the $250 level, I'll get your email address, and I will forward you that secret recipe it's like my grandmother taught me. You know, I love to cook. And some folks will sit there, well, what about this? You got to go by what you feel
and what
you taste. That's the way my grandmother always did it. And, you know, God love her. She raised 19 kids. And I learned a lot of cooking tips in that from her because she just loved to do it. And doing these Rumballs, I sort of took her attitude. And that's why you guys, you know, we don't light any matches in here or anything else during the show. Because it would go up.
Wow.
But please, pick up the phones and give us a call. You know, Phil is in there and would love to take your calls and your pledges. And
we need to keep Phil busy.
Yeah, and also to meet our goal. I mean, the polka guys, like I said, we got a challenge of $1,000.
We're nowhere near it. We're not even a tenth of the way.
Every little bit helps. If you can only afford to pledge $5, that's fine. Or $10, that's fine.
That's
any little
right.
bit helps.
That's exactly. We're talking about the $1,000 membership,
it's
the $250 membership. But those of you who've pledged $35, $25, $10, we're thrilled.
There is no
to
wrong
welcome
amount.
You to the family. There's no wrong amount. Call now. Become a member of Jazz 90.1. Become a part of the family at Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. We'd be delighted to number you among the many who are our family. In the meantime, I'll read this excites me, the Barnes & Noble Barnes & Noble on Friday promised a major update to its Nook e-reader firmware this spring, which will bring new apps, email, and other features. Those apps will include the popular Angry Bird games from Rovio, Drawing Pad, Lonely Planet Phrasebook, the Lonely Planet Phrasebook, TikTok, whichever, whatever that is, and Wine PhD. The company did not provide too many additional details in the update, but did announce the addition of new magazines to its ebook store, as well as ebook content from Nickelodeon. The Nook newsstand will now include the option to purchase The Economist, Travel and Leisure, Food and Wine, ESPN, the magazine, Savure, and PC Gamer, bringing the total number of available periodicals to more than 135. Barnes & Noble's deal with Nickelodeon, meanwhile, means the customers with the Nook Color or Nook Kids for iPad app can exclusively access digital books featuring popular Nickelodeon characters like SpongeBob SquarePants and Dora the Explorer. There are currently 12 Nickelodeon titles available, which will expand to more than 20 next month. On Monday, of course, Microsoft filed suit against Barnes & Noble for patent infringement regarding the Android-based Nook e-readers. Microsoft's motto, of course, being don't innovate if you can legislate. Microsoft holds patents relating to navigation and how websites display content, technology used on the Android platform, the software giant said. Would you buy a $250 sort of Android tablet that also is a kick-butt ebook reader? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
Bless you. And TikTok is a children's book service where you can do custom books. So it's, it looks like they're really targeting kids with this update with the games and kids' book services available.
One thing to let you know, Vic just called back. He tried Firefox 4 and didn't work. I've been experiencing that issue, too. I don't think Firefox 4, it still should be in beta, is my concern, because we had it on one of our machines. I'm sorry, I was in the middle doing some other calls but to get in on that conversation. But Firefox 4 right now, I'm staying away from, only from the standpoint, it's got a lot of nice features, but there's other parts of it right now I don't think it's quite ready for prime time.
That's sort of our general recommendation.
Stay with 3.6.
Well, yeah, the 0.0 updates, wait till there's a 0.01. Let someone else work the bugs out.
That's right. Adam Osborne said it best. Pioneers are the guys with the arrows in their backs.
Yep.
But Microsoft has sued Barnes & Noble. Microsoft hasn't sued Google yet, have they?
Probably pending. Yeah.
The government, of course, has cracked down on Google. We were talking about this last night in Second Life. The government has cracked down on Google because of Buzz, the Google sort of social networking thing. Google really did a very poor job keeping that secure and private, and now the government has turned around and said, what we're going to do is monitor you, and you'll have surprise security audits for the next 20 years. Now, my feeling is what they should have done is fined them the entire national debt. $14 trillion, that would have been like Tuesday for Google. And then that would have gotten Obama reelected in a minute. Oh, yeah, I wiped out the national debt just by suing Google. Vote for me. But it would have been, Google wouldn't have noticed it, I think.
It was Rob.
Yeah.
You know what? Different angles for pitching. Why don't we offer a date? You know, we'll send one of the young ladies that want to go out on a date and we'll auction off Rob.
We'll auction off Rob for a date. We can offer auction off Dave for a date, too.
No, let's do Rob. He's cuter. Hell, nobody wants to go out with my 62-year-old butt. He's a lot younger.
And for an even bigger pledge, we won't make you go out with Rob.
Yeah, that's right. If you pledge enough, you don't have to go out with either Rob or Dave.
No, I'd like to do Rob, though.
I beg your pardon?
To get him?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, absolutely.
You know what?
I just simply didn't hear you through the headphones.
No. Wait.
A little buzz in the headphones. I didn't hear you properly.
After 21 years, I think before I was two.
Yeah, that's the problem is you're over
now.
There
you
now.
Two are over too much together.
Yeah, that's the truth. All right, we're going to take a break while you contemplate a date with Rob Linton. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. And listen, don't forget, you need to be You need to be a member of this station. Become part of the family. It's real easy. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Any amount of money is perfectly fine with us. But when you talk to Phil, he'll tell you about the levels at which you can get cool prizes. Please join us. Please become a member of the family of Soundbites and Jazz 90.1. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole nother hour of this nonsense. So try not to go anywhere you don't want to be.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second hour of Soundbites for this week. I want to thank our newest family member, Kimberly from Brockport, who pledged $50. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Just think, another $200 and you could have gone on a date with Rob Linton.
And just to clarify, since he's just about peeing his pants, he misheard, like a lot of folks do from time to time, when I said, yes, we're offering him up. I'm not offering him. Want anything to do with him. We're just putting his butt out there that if somebody wants to go on a date with him, you know, we'll hook him up.
$250 is all it is. Listen, ladies, if you play your cards right, you'll get more than $250 of fun for the evening.
He's got the keys to the jazz locker room.
He's got the keys to the jazz locker.
Yeah, and all those other stuff. You know, sure. Hey, you know, we could really fix him up good.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, pick up the phones if you would. Dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415.
Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And you
could go on a date with Rob Linton.
And you, if you want to check him out, you can go to the jazz901.org. Website, and his picture is there. So, you know, you could get lucky, ladies, you know, and have a date with Rob Linton.
I don't know how you would not want to do that. See, Linda can tell you.
Yeah, she's just trying to sneak in.
Linda's trying to sneak in, and what we're doing is we're saying for a pledge of $250, you can go on a date with Rob Linton. Tell me that isn't something 8 or 9 women out there would want to do.
Now, you've worked here a long time. Don't you think the ladies would like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There's an unsolicited
testimonial from a lady of the female persuasion.
No, I didn't solicit.
You asked her. That's soliciting.
That's pretty much soliciting, yeah.
I was trying to get her. I was trying to work around it here, you know? I mean... He's in playing on the board again.
You just seen the look of panic on Dave's eye. What did he lean on?
No, I know he loves logging in and playing around with the board. You know, and like I say, maybe a year or so ago, that would tweak me out. But
and listen, ladies, a mere $250 would do several things. It would be great. It would be great. For the station, you'd become a member of the family, and it would get Rob out of the house, which is not a bad thing, really. Apparently, he's got plenty of time to just sit around and play around on the soundboard.
Oh, that kid definitely needs to get a
But you can become a member at any level, even at no level. Those of you who've pledged $25, $35,
$10, we'd love to hear from you. Yep.
Thrilled and delighted. Thank you so much for becoming members. It is this family that keeps us on the air. It is this family that keeps this station on the air. It is this family that I personally enjoy meeting when we go out and people stop us and say, hey, you're those guys on Soundbites. We love that, and we need you to become a member of that family. It's real easy to do. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time. Do it right now. Don't wait. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org.
And, you know, one other thing that we failed to mention, you know, like I say, we've been coming here now, well, we're coming up on our second year. Now, if you folks were to total up some of the knowledge and try to put a price on what you've gained from just listening to us versus had to bring it into the shop, and, you know, we offer the Soundbites programs out there that'll help keep your machine clean, you know, and different tips and that you pick up weekly. Now, if you had to pay for that, because of the experience between the three of us, we have over 100 years of experience.
Dave alone has 96 years.
Yeah, easily.
Easily. Listen, I've talked about this before. Total up everything you've spent on your computer. All the hardware you've got. You've bought a computer, you bought a monitor, a keyboard, a mouse. You've got all kinds of little tchotchkes and peripherals and CDs and thumb drives and everything else. Think about all the software you bought over the years, the mouse pads and everything else. Add all that up and send us 1%.
Mm-hmm.
1%. It'll still be $35.
Yeah, and you know, what we do to help you keep your machine clean and running, or if you're having different issues. You know, we sit there and say, you know, we encourage you folks to call and get in there and say, all right, well, yeah, if you do this, this, and this, you know, here you go. And we've had countless folks call us back and say, you know what? You guys saved my bacon because I did what you guys said, and now everything is fine. I'm a hero, and boom. You know, it's for those moments that we help bail your butt out or saved you from taking it in and getting a costly repair, you know, we're taking you to task and say, you know what? Pick up the phone and give us a call. Pledge those dollars right now and, you know, show your support for our program.
Just like Gary did from Rochester, the newest member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 family, he pledged $35. Thank you so much, Gary. It is an honor to call you a member of the Soundbites family. That's exactly what we love to see. We do have phone line is open. Phil is sitting around waiting to take your pledge. The poor man is bored to tears.
Phone line?
Yeah.
Phone line is open.
Operator is sitting by.
Please give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And look at all you get, for golly's sake. You get the membership card, which is good at, I can't even tell you how many places around town. There's all kinds of places where you can get
show the card and you get a discount.
You get to become, you get to hold your head high while you're listening to this show. Instead of sitting there going, oh, for God's sake, move on, people. What you're saying is, yeah, I'm a member and I'm happy. And it makes me proud to know that I'm a member and I want to see them bring other members into the family of Soundbites and Jazz 90.1. If you pledge at the $1,000 level, you get to be DJ for a shift, and you get to be on Soundbites. If you pledge $250, two things will happen. First, you get the Rumball recipe.
Yep.
And secondly, you too can elect to go on a date with Rob Linton. I don't know what's more exciting.
Yeah, there you go. We can throw that in the $1,000 level.
For also. Some of you, going on a date with Rob Linton means you'll need the Rumballs ahead of time. You'll need an entire bag of Rumballs. But once you've had them, then going on a date with Rob won't seem so bad. So pledge at the $250 level, pledge at the $1,000 level, pledge at the $35 level, pledge at any level you want. We're more than happy. I don't care. He's not on the board, so I don't know.
Hey, he said come up with ideas. We came up with one, so he can't complain to us.
Can't complain to us. So we're happy to do that.
He's ready for you, ladies.
He's waiting for you. He's waiting in the hot tub. Well, he might not be in the hot tub today. I don't know.
And he doesn't even have a solar panel.
Dave's gone again. Dave's not coming back for a while now. Dave's gone. Dave's gone. But you, you can become poor Dave. He's gone. He's got his face. I have not seen that color red in a very long time. I had a tomato about that color yesterday. That's very funny.
Just the image, ladies. You
he does have a weak heart, you know. You gotta.
I know it. It's not my fault. I. It's him. He brought it up this time. It's not on me. So please, pledge. We'd love to have you become a member of the family. We'd be delighted to make you a member of the family. And then dating Rob would be incest. But you can do it anyway if you pledge at the $250 level. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. And by the way, we're making this offer to those of you who are not listening live. If you're, beg your pardon, if you're listening to the podcast, you can still make that pledge online at jazz901.org. Make sure it goes to Soundbites. If you pledge at that $1,000 level, you'll be DJ for a day, and we'll make you a guest on Soundbites, which alone is worth $1,000, and you know it is. If you pledge at that $250 level, even if it's online during the week, we will get you that run, and you say it's for sound bites.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say it's for sound bites. We'll give you that rum ball recipe, which you'll need because you can also go on a date with Rob Linton. You don't have to go on the date, by the way. Don't let that stop you from pledging at the $250.
They might not
level.
Be able to sober
you
enough
can
to
opt out of that. That's exactly right, and just get the rum balls. But you do have that choice. And we're happy to offer it here. This is an exclusive, by the way.
Mm-hmm. No other program's offering it.
No other program really anywhere in the known universe is offering a date with Rob Linton for a mere $250. It is an exclusive here. So, mm-hmm. Ladies, jump on that one.
And if you want to check it out, you just go to www.jazz901.org. And he does have his picture up there, so you can see. I think I still have socks older than him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what you're in for.
Yeah, hey. In addition, there's still a bunch of his picture up on the Soundbites website all over the place.
Yeah.
Some really old, really bad pictures.
In the movie.
The movie posters.
In the movie posters. We certainly still have those. So, yeah, you can become a member of this family, whether you go on a date with Rob or you don't go on a date with Rob. All right, I'm going home. So long. I'm out of here. We're very happy. We'd be very happy to welcome you as a member. All jokes aside, this station doesn't participate in any national money. It doesn't get any national money. It doesn't get any state money. It doesn't get any county money. It doesn't get any city money. It doesn't get any town money. What it gets is pledges from you, and so we need you to pledge. To be a member of this family, to be a member of this station, to be a member of Soundbites, and it's easy enough to do. We're not asking. We talk about the $1,000 level. We talk about the $250 level.
Any level.
We're as happy. God bless all of you who've pledged $25, $35, $50. We're thrilled and delighted to make you a member of this little family, and all you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or securely online at jazz901.org. But if you do, on the pledge online, tell them it's for Soundbites.
And you can spread the payments over time. I mean, you know, if you want to, I mean, we're very accommodating. We can stretch it out over, you know, six, whatever months you want, you know, to make it as painless as possible. And, you know, so again, there is no wrong amount. But it depends on how much. You know, our advice to you folks, each week that we come here, you know, and telling you how to fix this computer problem and that one, or maybe you picked up some other tip that you're using now or found out about some other idea that was, you know, very helpful for you. You know, how much is that worth to you? I mean, even at the $25 level, you know, or $35, it's dirt cheap for the amount of time that we come to you each week And again, we're volunteering our time. The three of us, you know, are literally taking 2 hours out of our day. Actually, it's, for me, you know,
like three or four out of our day.
Yeah, it's close to 4 hours a day. By the time we leave to get set up, do a two-hour show, and then pack up and then go home, there's 4 hours out of our day. And we come to you twice a year asking you for your help. You know, this is your way of proving that, you know, you really appreciate what we're doing here. And, oh, for Rob bringing us, you know, back to this station where we're giving you close to a full 2 hours of great programming.
And think of that righteous feeling of satisfaction you get when you hear us asking for your pledges, to know that you're already a member of the family. And think how joyful it is to hear us mention new members of the family to join in with you. So give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. So please, give us a call. Make the pledge. We'll even answer a computer question if you call in. We don't mind. In the meantime, I'll probably just read another.
Or.
Oh. Here we go. All righty then, kiddies. It's that time once again. Get on your footy jammies, grab a mug of hot cocoa, sit Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair, because if we can slap him awake, it's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave!
Oh, yeah. You know what? Hold on a second. Some folks have to come back to reality.
Come back to reality.
Hello there, Winky Dink. You know, when you bring in your machine and you ask us to clean it up, yeah, we can do that. But when you start getting porked off because it's taking longer, and oh, you forgot to mention that you have 8 different identities in there. Hello.
We do recommend that you have a second identity for your kids.
Well, wait, no, this person.
8 more?
8 identities.
Stop having kids.
Hello. It's going to take a little longer than normal. I mean, and oh, by the way, you just brought it in late on Tuesday, and you're calling on Friday to sit there and say, well, why isn't it ready yet? One, it's first come, first serve. And when I got to turn around and take the time to clean out all 8, and yes, it's going to cost a little more. Well, it's only one computer. Yes, it is one computer, but with 8 identities, and every one of them has to be cleaned out. Well, isn't there some mass way of doing it? Well, if you figure that out, let me know, Charlie, because there isn't. Each identity under Windows XP and Windows Vista and Windows 7 have their own unique folders, and depending on who's online, they get infected. And it can get into other folders. So, you know, we have to check each one of them. And it's not my fault because you have 8 of them. It's going to take a little longer. Sorry, that's life.
I hate when they don't give you all the information.
Uh-huh.
We had one a couple of weeks ago. Someone brought in a computer because it wasn't doing something right, and so we fixed a few problems. Turned out one of the big reasons is his hard drive was full.
Oh, yeah.
So we found, I was going to ask you, what's the name of the file? It was a miscellaneous file, 40 gigabytes of miscellaneous files in a .trashes folder at the root. Every user has their own .trashes folder.
Right.
What's the .trashes folder at the root, and why would it be taking up 40 gigabytes? So we were able to freeze stuff up. So he gets the computer back home, and it turns out the external hard drive was the problem. I didn't bring the external hard drive. Well, it's my fault, because I should have asked him to bring the external hard drive.
Yeah, somehow it's your fault.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you know it was there?
Yeah. Look, everyone has an external hard drive.
Yeah, of course they do. All right, kiddies, there you have it. Wash out those hot cocoa mugs. Get out of your footy jammies, because we're putting Uncle Dave back on the shelf for at least another week. This has been Story Hour with Uncle Dave. And now we're going to take a break, because that was just too much for us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I'm still recovering from the solar panel.
I understand that. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 22 minutes after the hour. Please give us a call and pledge. Become a member of the family at Jazz 90.1. We'll see you on the other side. You got plenty of time to make that call. It only takes a minute. So do it now. Don't forget. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Unrich.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Well, we're very far behind our stated goal here today. It looks like the polka dots will have won for another week. Means next week we have to come in and see their gloating faces again.
Or they'll wind up doing another, instead of 2 hours, 4 hours of polka dot music.
That's exactly right.
Take over the Sound Bites program.
Why not? If they're making the money. Mm-hmm. All right. We have somebody on the line or not? Who is this? All right.
Are you waiting for me?
Who's
George,
this?
Yes, it's George. Sorry.
George. Where are you calling from, George?
Yes.
Greece.
And I'm going to, although I'm already a member, I'm going to send an extra pledge to help you guys out.
God bless you, George.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Now, here's the situation I'm faced with. A laptop computer and a cordless mouse, which has worked terrific for several years. Occasionally I have to change a battery.
Right.
But I ran into a problem where the cursor would hang up, and it got progressively worse over a period of a week. It became really troublesome. The only way I could seem to break it would be to shut down and reboot. quite by accident, someone suggested I try it in another machine. I did, and it worked fine there. And I went back, and I decided to try a different port on the computer, and it works fine.
Mm-hmm.
UBS port.
Mm-hmm.
What would be different between one UBS port and another?
Different address.
I'm sorry?
It's a different address. Each USB port on the back there, just like serial ports, have different addresses.
So where do you control? I'm sorry?
So each one of them, so say you've got six of them on the back, each one of them will wind up with a different address or a device hanging off of it.
And quite often, each of the USB ports has their own controller behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes one controller has several ports, but it could be that one of the USB controllers on your motherboard is failing, and that USB port quits working after time.
And the thing that is that was the beauty of USB. It helped, and now the printers. Nowadays, printers are all set up with USB. Back in the old days, if you wanted to hook up a couple printers, you usually had to have a switch box because there was only one parallel port. Well, now with USB, you can have as many USB ports in the back, and they'll all find addresses for each one of those printers.
So, Dave, I appreciate that explanation, but I'm curious with what Steve said about failure.
Yeah.
Probably explain why this thing is not straightening itself out.
Yep.
Again, here's the other thing, George. Just like any other electronic device, they can fail.
Even just one part of it in there.
I mean, I've had on motherboards, I've had to tape up a couple USB ports. One, folks have tried to jam a USB adapter into it the wrong way and snapped it, or they've just shorted out.
Sometimes you'll see the pins have started to get bent in the socket.
That's what I was going to say. Because of so much use, sometimes the pins can get lifted up. There's four pins in there. And what can happen is they can get lifted up.
Okay.
And if one of them just happens to travel over to another one, it can short that out. I've seen that happen.
Okay, and I think I can understand that. But I'm more suspicious of something more in the background.
Well, and what also can happen is there's a controller on the motherboard for each of those ports.
Yes, that's what Steve was talking about.
Right, and those can also go bad. For example, I have a brand new computer, and all the ports in the back stop working after about 15 minutes.
USB ports?
Yeah, all of them, every one of them. The ones in the front work fine, thank God, so I can still use the machine. But, I had eight ports, and now I'm down to two. So.
And that's one of the ways USB works is... When you plug a device into USB, there's an auto recognition feature there.
Yes.
So sometimes just unplugging the device and then plugging it back into the same port will make it work again for a while.
And that did work for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's
progressively
just,
worse.
There's clearly something wrong somewhere with the controller of those back ports.
And so from your analysis, I'm concluding that it's not something in what I call the master software, the operating system.
No, because if the other ports still work...
In this case, the hardware.
Right, it's hardware-related, absolutely.
Okay. And is this difficult to get serviced if I were to bring it into the shop?
Generally, you can't replace them. You just add a new USB card with more ports.
Oh, a new card.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And can you ballpark a price for me, a cost?
Cards are maybe $25-$30 max.
And
USB 2.
In this case, there's four ports, so all four would be on one card probably?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That's terrific, fellas.
All right, if you got one port off the back, you can always get just get the hubs, the USB hubs. You can pick those up anywhere. Staples are there, and it's got a cord that goes from there to the hub, and the hub will then expand out to 4, 8.
Right, and if you're going to get a hub, get a powered hub.
Now, you keep speaking of the back. I didn't bother to pursue that, but in this case, I have nothing on the back. I've got three on one side and one on the other.
That's fine. It doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah, okay. Yep. That's what I thought.
Yep.
Sometimes they're front and back. Sometimes they're on the side. Depends on how you orient the computer sometimes.
Yep. Now, is replacement of the card something that an individual kind
now,
of...
Now, is this a laptop?
Yeah, a laptop. Yes.
Yeah, no card in that.
You can't add a card to that.
Unless you have a card slot.
Speaking over each other, I didn't.
Yeah, do you have a card slot on your laptop? PC card or MCIA card?
Not to my let's see here.
Yeah, then you can't add a card if there's no slot for a card.
Yeah, if it's a laptop, you're pretty much stuck with what you've got unless there's a PC card slot.
Yeah, okay, I think that's the case here.
So then you add a USB hub to one of the working USB ports.
Yeah, and that'll give you a 4, 8, or whatever you get.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bye. Thank you.
And for you, sir, what I would suggest is that you call Sam on Monday.
Yeah.
And see about how we can get another motherboard for you.
See, the problem is you've got to give up your computer for a while. And so we've been seeing that in our shop all the time, where people wait till they have 3 or 4 or 5 problems before they bring the computer into the shop.
I knew there was
I can't live without it. Well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, in my particular case, the problem is I had to finish my thesis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I didn't care. As long as I had a couple of ports working, so I had a motherboard and a mouse, I could finish what I had to do. I can worry about it.
Yeah, call Sam. We'll get another board.
Maybe the wire just came loose.
It could be anything. I don't know, and I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
We'll figure it out. But see that? You get that kind of help here. Mm-hmm. It's instantaneous. And what do you have to do? You just have to turn on your radio. That's all you have to do to get this kind of help. Oh, wait, there is one other thing. If you want to assure that this help will be here every single week, you can become a member. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And become a member of the Soundbites family here at Jazz 90.1. We'd be delighted to have you as the newest member. We're pretty clearly not going to hit that $1,000 mark this week. We're probably not even going to hit $300 this week. But the reality is that that's the way life goes sometimes. We know that particularly in the computer world, maybe 1% of the people who listen actually become members. Yeah. It's the same way
with software.
Well,
it's just like
software.
The shareware, yes. Yeah, people that actually pay for the old software.
Yep. So 1% of you are carrying the freeloading 99%, and we want to thank that 1% of you very, very much from the bottom of our heart. Well, you have no idea how much it means to us. We do come here every single week, and we're not, believe me when I tell you, we're not getting paid for this. And just to bring you the knowledge that we have, and we appreciate it when you show how much you appreciate it by becoming members of Jazz 90.1.
At any level. I mean, there is no, like you said before, you know, every dollar gets us that $1 closer that we won't have to come here. So the sooner we get to this goal, which right now we're still about a little over halfway, we still got a ways to go. And, you know, the sooner we meet this goal, the sooner we have to, you know, stop doing this and, you know, asking you folks for your support. It just goes away, and then we continue on with the regular programming and asking you questions and bringing you great advice. And, you know, it all stops. But you need to pick up the phone and dial 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or go securely on the web and at www.jazz901.org. You can do that securely. And just put in there a little note, if you would, that it's for Soundbites.
Yep.
And a number of folks have. And again, you don't have to worry about your credit card being stolen or any information, or we're selling that list or anything else. No, it's strictly just to take your information and that's it.
Yep.
That's all we care about.
Those of you who are listening on the stream, if you're the one who paid, you know that everybody else who's listening is a freeloader. Those of you in the IRC chat, if you're the one who paid, you know everybody else listening is a freeloader. Those of you on the Ustream.
Yeah, we got 72 folks out there streaming us.
Same thing.
You know, even if each one of them, those 72 folks picked up the phone and just donated
$10
or $20.
$20.
$20 is all I'm looking for, you know, for those 72 folks, even half of them. Even half of those, all the folks that you just mentioned, yep. half of them
yep.
on the various streams would pick up the phone and give us a call or go onto the web. I mean, hello, the folks on the streaming are already on the web. Just, you know, open up another tab, go to the Jazz 901.org website and pledge.
My favorite are the people who say, I would be a member, but I can't afford it. Really? $20 a year? Really? Yeah.
Give me a break.
And these are the people, of course, who are smoking cigarettes while they're saying it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I get it. That makes sense to me.
$10 a pack now for some of those.
In line
this afternoon or getting my soda, and the guy ahead of me bought a pack of cigarettes, and it was $10. Yeah. When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, well, all right.
Yeah.
$10 was more than a carton.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think of what a carton is. And some folks they still do. I mean, yeah, I've got a number.
So it makes driving 100 miles to the Indian reservation a little worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but now maybe not now what you're paying in gas.
Yeah.
Right.
$4 a gallon for gas.
Yep. So, you know, again, the advice that we give
you. We're not even asking for a tank of gas. A tank of gas a year.
Mm-hmm.
One tank of gas a year. Send us $35.
Mm-hmm. 35, that's 50 nowadays.
It is 50 nowadays. Send us $50.
Yeah, I
guess add another 200 to it and you can go on a date with Rob Linton.
You have a small gas tank.
I do.
Well, I just filled mine.
It's not something I really talk about out loud, but I do.
I read, a lot of cars, they'll have like a 300-mile range. And however big a gas tank that is, you get about 300 miles on a tank.
Yeah, right.
So you've got a 5-gallon tank. Yeah. I've got a 50-gallon tank.
I believe it's 18 gallon.
Yeah, mine's 18. Yeah.
18 gallons, and you just had to fill it up, $51.
Huh? Mine's a 13-gallon tank.
And it's like, but you know, it gets great gas mileage. I mean, I'm getting about 27.8 to the gallon, but still not. You know, what you folks would spend in that we're saving you, that you don't have to go out and get it to a repair shop, that you can stay home and fix it yourself, not only the gas money, but the cost of the repair, you know.
Phil is bored. Phil is absolutely bored. No one is calling with a pledge. That saddens me. It frustrates me, frankly. I hate to think that we're not appreciated here. Apparently we're not, but that's okay. People will call and ask questions, and that's really the more important part for you folks.
And those of you that are members can sit back and feel no, smug's not the right word.
Smug is the right word. Get that smug feeling. That smug feeling is just a phone call away. If you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ, it's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You too can look down your nose at all the freeloaders who are listening to the show right now and not becoming members. That's all you have to do is make that call. In the meantime, we will talk to Gil. No, apparently we will not talk to Gil. Oh, yes, apparently we will talk to Gil from Webster, New York.
Sorry, I got another circumstance that just popped up.
That's all right. Welcome, Gil. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to add a correction. I was recently on Sargon 2, and I did see an ad for a date with Rob, but it was in it was in foreign currency, so it was in actually Latinium. So
there you go.
And the conversion factor eluded me, but it was absolutely a fortune. So I mean, I think it would be a bargain if you actually bought a date with Rob on Soundbite.
A mere $250 is cheap. We will
take the equivalent in gold press Latin.
You know, 20,000.
Yes, we will.
20,000 yen.
As long as it doesn't come out of Morin's third stomach.
Yeah, right.
I can't remember how much I paid for my membership. But, it must have been thousands because, I mean, to get such value, I don't know.
There you go.
Okay. But I did have a question.
Yes, sir.
From Webster out here. I actually have two questions, if I can slip them in. Number one is I've been experiencing interesting effects in Firefox recently, and in particular, when I go to, on my Windows machine, when I go to refresh or reload the screen, some of the screens do not reload anymore.
Have you recently updated to version 4?
I did, and I did that on my Windows machine, and that seemed to help things to some degree, except on probably on eBay. It still seems to be somewhat resistant, but it did fix a lot of other things.
We were going to think that was the problem.
Yeah, right. When you reload and stuff does not reload, is it just pieces of the screen? Is it pictures?
I mean, it's nothing happens at all, as they say. So, you know, and on my Linux seems to be, or Ubuntu seems to be a little bit, how shall I say, maybe cautious about upgrading to the latest and latest versions of Firefox. And my Ubuntu version is 3.6.16, and it does seem to do some stranger things than the newest. So, you know, version 4 does seem to fix some of the problems, but not all. I just wonder whether you've heard any things.
Lots of people are having some problems with Firefox 4. My suggestion is either stick with 3 or try Chrome.
I haven't certainly tried Chrome yet.
But certainly until Firefox fixes 4. Wow. Until Firefox fixes 4, feel free
okay
to use Chrome.
So my second question is, so I recently acquired an iPad 2 from Steve and Friends, and what a wonderful device.
Steve has friends?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I didn't see any at the time.
Sure.
He was pretty much alone.
Right.
But, well, you know, what can I say?
All right, so you've got this iPad, too.
So was I, actually. So the question was, I often read PDF files, you know, any place I can, on my laptop and so forth, and the iPad was sort of an attempt to be able to get PDF files right under my nose, and I love it. The interface, the ability to use your fingers to zoom in on things is an extremely fine user interface device. I almost do it in my dreams nowadays.
Yeah.
In any event, the problem, I guess, I would question is, what's the best way to get big PDF files from my PC to the iPad 2?
All right, listen, we will answer that question in just a couple of minutes. So you stay on the line, Gil, and we will come back to you and answer that question. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 44 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 47 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and I'd like to, before we get back to Gil, I'd like to welcome the two newest members of the Jazz 90.1 Soundbites family, Tom from Williamson, who pledged $50, and Donval from Hilton, who pledged $90. Thank you so much to both of you. We're very, very, very touched. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And now Gil is still on the line. Are you there, Gil?
I am still here.
Excellent. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the question was how to transfer PDFs into the iPad. There's several different ways. If you go to a website that has a PDF on it, you can open that PDF in the iBooks program. You can email them to yourself and open it from email and transfer it into the iBooks program. You can use the file sharing system built into iTunes. So when you connect your iPad, iTunes shows up the iPad where you sync your music and apps. There's a section for file sharing to let you put files into the iBooks program as well. And then there's a couple of third-party file sharing programs. I use one called Dropbox, which gives you 2 gigabytes of free space. So anything you drop in your Dropbox will get automatically synchronized between all your Macs and your iPod and iPhones.
Okay, so I guess I had read that on the help in iPad help, but so it sounds like the iBox is one there that iDrop?
Dropbox. Yeah, that's Dropbox, that, it's a neat program to let you synchronize files between different devices.
Right.
So it also has an iPad version, so you can open files from your desktop computer into your iPad as well.
Okay, I will hunt that one down. Well, so I have to tell you, I took my lovely wife out for lunch, and I went myself, but I invited her, but she declined. In any event, I spent almost $30 for lunch, and I was thinking to myself, gee, I can't really remember the taste, but had I spent my $30 on sound bites, which I did, and then some, the taste lasts for the whole year. So where could you get such a bargain? So
thank you, Gil. Yet another unsolicited testimony.
Thank you very much,
sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, guys. And keep up the good work and get all those folks out there to sign in and sign up. Yep. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Gil wants you to give us a call. It's real easy to do. Just call 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Remember, we still have that date for with Rob out there.
Remember, there are levels you can pledge at, $35 all the way up to $1,000. If you pledge at $1,000, you get to be a DJ for a day, for a shift.
For a shift.
And that means you get to come in, you get to pick the music, you get to talk on the air, you get to do all that stuff. What a great gift that makes for the jazz aficionado in your life. If you pledge at the $250 level, three magnificent things happen, actually. Three magnificent things. First, you get to be here with us in the studio.
Yep.
We'll let you come and hang with the Soundbites crew for a shift.
I'll even put them to work.
I'll make them
part of the show here.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, you get the rum ball recipe.
Yep.
The coveted rum ball recipe, and you will need that because the third thing is you get to opt in to a date with Rob Linton. A mere $250 gives you a date. George is suddenly looking interested. I don't know what that means, but we're offering for $250.
He's enjoying it too.
The rum ball recipe, time on the show, and a date with Rob Linton.
And also, though, the other thing, though, there's another one, though. Not only do they get to be here with sound bites, but we're also throwing in, you can be a DJ for the day or for a three-hour shift. So, in other words, if you wanted to come on, say, like, at the $1,000 level, if you wanted to come and sit in with me on, say, Thursday night from 6 to 9, you can come in. And I'll more or less just sit there and say, okay, what do you want to play? You go into the library, and I'll just tell you how long of a song you can pick out. You can do it to your heart's content for 3 hours. Rob will let you literally go into the library. I'll just put it in there, and we just have a lot of fun. We can record it. So if it's, you know, a secret wish, you know, or you got a closet DJ there, your mother or your father or some relative wants to be a DJ for a day, you know, for a three-hour shift, and also come on Sound Bites, and one, you get the tax right off. You're the heroes. You know, Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up. You can get in on that, and we can spread it over time. You know, we can spread this payment over months. So, you know, it doesn't hurt as much, but boy, you know, you're going to make somebody awful happy.
And all you gorgeous young women who come up to me all the time and say how very, very much your dads like the show, here's your chance to give them a gift that they'll remember forever, mm-hmm. a chance to be on Soundbites,
yep.
Plus the rum ball recipe, plus the option for a date with Rob Linton, and that alone is priceless, frankly. Mm-hmm. So this is your chance to become a member of the Soundbites family, a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. Very easy to do. Just give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or, of course, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. There's simply no way we're going to make the $1,000 we were hoping to make today, and that saddens me a lot. But thank you all for everyone who pledged. We're very, very appreciative. Thank you for digging into your pockets, and we know what it's like out there these days, but that goes for this radio station, too. We want to continue to bring you what we bring you, and the only way we're going to be able to do that is if you help keep us on the air, because we don't get money from anybody else. We don't get money from the governments of any sort. We don't get money from anybody but you. So for us to stay on the air, we need your support. And we know you support us by listening. We know you support us by talking to us. We know you support us by asking us questions all the time. Now we're asking you to support us by digging into your wallets and bringing the bucks to the table so that we can continue to bring you sound bites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Like we have for the past 21 years.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, this station has existed only solely by you folks picking up the phones and giving us a call. I mean, we still got about 5 more minutes. You know, we're getting ready to sign off here. But, you know, we can still take your phone calls. Be more than glad to. So if you would, please pick up the phone and dial us.
It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 1-800-750-7900-415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. But when you do, please note that it's for sound bites. Well, that's it. You've wasted another 2 hours of your life listening to sound bites. We want to thank each and every one of you who called in today to pledge. Anonymous, John, Danielle, George, Kimberly, Gary, Don Vall, and Tom, we thank you so much for your pledges. We very much appreciate your support. We know how much it means to dig into your wallets this way, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It does me good to know that you care. For Dave Enright, for Steve Ray, I'm Nick Francesco. We will be back next Saturday right here on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are on, yes, you know, member-supported Jazz 90.1.